True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. This is Richmond's home for the most football talk in town, and it was Verina who took down rival Highland Springs last night in the 804 broadcast game of the week. The Hokies and the Hoos both have games this weekend, and we've got a primetime matchup in the nation's capital, the Commanders desperate for a win, hosting the Seattle Seahawks. And then tonight, it's get back to the World Series, the Fall Classic. Game 6, Toronto, L.A., Dodgers season is on the line. Can Ohtani create some more magic? It's been fun, and as a sports fan with no real skin in this game, you know, it feels like it's Japan against Canada. I just want a Game 7 Saturday night. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody. Clearly, this is the future. Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Let's start with Thursday night football and Lamar Jackson back in the lineup for the Ravens, and he teams up with his best buddy, Mark Andrews, on a 2-yard score. Let's take a listen to the call.
Fourth and goal. Here he goes again. He throws, and this time it is caught for the touchdown by the tight end, Mark Andrews.
And you know what? Lamar would find him again, this time from 20 yards out. It's 14-3 Baltimore.
And running back, second down and 7. Passes caught by Andrews for another touchdown.
It was Ravens all over the Miami Dolphins in that one. They advance easily with a victory on Thursday night football. Didn't really end up being a contest. 28-6. Didn't even really need to play that fourth quarter. Neither team scored. Baltimore gets the easy win. But you know what? Dolphins. Source tells Adam Schefter, Mike McDaniel will remain Miami's head coach for the remainder of this season at least. I still don't think he coaches them next season. And if he's looking for a job, I'm sure he'll call Dan Quinn, his old buddy, who they worked together in the past. So maybe Mike McDaniel could end up being Washington's new OC if Cliff Kingsbury chooses to go elsewhere. And I do think even though this has been a bad season for Washington, he will get head coaching opportunities. Maybe not in the NFL, but certainly in the college ranks. Travis Hunter, big news about Travis Hunter, heading to the IR after a practice injury. Coach Liam Cohen said, I don't know how long. It's a minor setback for a major comeback. Well, Hunter will miss at least the next 4 games of his rookie season, ruling him out through week 12 at the minimum. What scares me is that this was a non-contact knee injury during practice on Thursday. They're still assessing Whether or not he will be able to play this season, but we know about how bad those non-contact injuries can be. Over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. World Series Game 6 tonight. Toronto Blue Jays return home, needing just one win for a World Series championship. Well, Ohtani and the Dodgers, you cannot count them out. Let's take a listen to a Game 6 preview on CBS Sports.
Yeah. In Game 6, you can't leave anything in the tank and go into the offseason and say, well, we should have.
Right. I mean, this is win or go home. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is literally, you got to win this. Yeah, you got to win this game. So at all costs, you figure out Game 7 when Game 7 happens. But right now, we got to win Game 6. So if it looks like Yamamoto, like you said, if he kind of gives it up, he's not showing that he's the Yamamoto that he's been all postseason, maybe he's shorten up that leash.
Decision.
Right. And then, but if he gets into the fifth, sixth inning, then he starts to be rattled a little bit, then you maybe, oh man, I kind of trust this guy rather than going to my bullpen. But Shohei could be in play. Everybody needs to be in play.
Seventh,
you
got to
win this game.
Seventh inning, tie score, nothing. A guy gets on base. Are you going to keep him at his 101st pitch?
Yes.
Or are you going to go to someone else?
I'm keeping him. He throws 120 pitches a game.
Who's up?
I think so.
If Vladdy's up, and he's facing him for a third, fourth time, that's going to be a tough decision.
It could be a tough decision.
Who do you trust to get Vladdy out right now in that Dodger bullpen?
Yeah.
Wow. Who do you trust to get Vladdy out? We started this series. Who do you trust to get Ohtani out? Well, I think we have to talk about the Blue Jays rookie pitcher, Trey Yesavage, who made World Series history in Game 5. At 22 years old, he had the most strikeouts in a World Series game with no walks, 12. All right. Tied for fourth most strikeouts by a rookie in any postseason game. The first pitcher in postseason history with multiple games with 10 or more strikeouts. The first rookie in postseason history with multiple games of 10 or more strikeouts. The youngest pitcher with 10 or more strikeouts in World Series history at 22 years old. And he became the first pitcher in MLB history to record the first two 10-strikeout games of his career in the postseason. Game 6 tonight, I'm hoping for a Game 7. The Washington Nationals hired Blake Butera. We talk about the youngest pitcher. Well, he becomes the youngest MLB manager in 50 years. And I know Grant and Danny were talking about this. Ryan Clary talked about it with us on our show yesterday. Paul Toboni going with a manager on the rise who had success in the minor leagues, managed four seasons in the minor leagues when he was just 25 years old. So they think they have maybe the next Sean McVay of the NFL here in Major League Baseball at just 33 years old. Here is Grant and Danny on the hiring.
I don't think you go out and get a 33-year-old manager if you're Paul Toboni this week. If you're not planning on really rebuilding this thing and being young and frankly wearing it at the Major League level for a couple of seasons. When he was sitting in this seat in studio, point blank asked him something along the lines of, hey, it's not that hard to accidentally get to a wild card like the Reds did. Mm-hmm. If you go out and spend some money this offseason, you could be in the 82 to 85 win mix if everything goes right and you stay healthy. Is that the goal, or would you rather really detonate this thing? I know it's been a lengthy rebuild, but do it the right way, start over, and see if you can have more success and ask for more of a face that has been very patient. This hiring makes me think that they're doing the latter. I don't think you bring in a 33-year-old who hasn't managed above single A, who is a player development mind and a minor league instructor, if you're planning on trying to win right away and go add veterans. So this, to me, signifies that maybe you do trade Mackenzie Gore, which I think they should do this offseason. It means that maybe you do shop C.J. Abrams. I'm less excited and inclined to do that. I'd move him to second and try to extend him. But that would be an option for them as well. So I look at this hiring as to what does it mean about Toboni's mindset and philosophy going forward. And it makes me think, Danny, this is not a, we've got a foundation I really like, let's add a couple of veterans and try to get over 500 in the next year or so. I think this actually signifies they may do the opposite.
And that's the hardest thing for this organization right now, is a fan base that's been starving for wins, been looking for a postseason appearance since you won the whole thing, right? You never got to run it back and try to go back-to-back because of the COVID shortened season, and I know that's what a lot of the fans are still feeling here in 2025, and we haven't made the postseason since 2019. Let's talk high school football sports app. The 804 broadcast game of the week was heard last night right here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Gary Criswell on the call alongside Hokie Steve, who's filling in for Gary Hess. And it was Verina defeating Highland Springs. Final score 21-3. Here is a 55-yard touchdown run. Hokie Steve with the call.
Yeah. Second, our first and 10, ball at the 45-yard line. Now here's Weiss again on a keeper. He's got plenty of running room. There he goes down the sidelines. Let's see if he's going to take it all the way for a Verina touchdown. Did he step out of bounds?
No, I'm listening.
I don't see it. They're going to call it a score.
No, it's
a,
yeah,
the 55-yard touchdown run by quarterback Caleb Weiss.
And the Springer's linebacker had a nice scrape that time and had a shot.
Verina gets the win 21-3 in that rivalry game from Thursday night. High school football games of the week can be heard right here on 910 The Fan. Over to the NBA on the sports app. It's not about wins and losses. It's about how you play. And I thought the Wizards played a terrific three quarters last night against the NBA champion OKC Thunder. And that's about as much as you can ask for, because at the end of the day, they need to rack up the losses to keep their draft pick. They need to have a bottom eight record to prevent the New York Knicks from getting that draft pick from a trade they made about four or five seasons ago. So they are not trying to win games. They are doing another season of the ethical tank. But how about the young guys? Trey Johnson with a quick response three. Here's the call on the Fan.
Jalen Williams keeps the rebound alive. Gilgeous Alexander, right corner, Joe, and he's got it. Isaiah Joe in the right corner makes it 26-17. Johnson, right wing outside the arc for three. It's there.
Hey, it's an answer.
Oh, right back at you.
Trey Johnson had 10 points for the Wiz. Bilal Coulibaly in his first game back for Washington, 16 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, and I highlight coast-to-coast dunk for Bilal, who also had 4 blocks. He's been so good in his young NBA career defensively, and we're starting, I think, see it blossom on the offensive end. It's good to get him back. But the story of this season, I think, for Washington has been the play of number 18, Keyshawn George, who pulled up for 3. Here's Dave Johnson on the call.
Now, Gilgeous Alexander, guarded by Coulibaly, baseline right, jumper good. Wow. 70-57.
Nobody stops in the NBA like Shea. No one.
Alex Starr finished
top of the arc out front. Left elbow. Throwettes into the paint. Now to George. Out front for 3. It's there. Could tell it when he released it. 70-60 the score.
That was nice.
Alex Starr finished with 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 2 blocks as he fills up the box score and had this spin and slam. Once again, Dave Johnson on the call with the radio party.
Ball in the air, Sarr wins it, goes back to George. George, lob down low for Sarr, turns, spins, and slams. 2 wins. 2 points, 81-72. Thunder.
Nice recognition by the Wizards, going right back to Sarr.
Let's move over to college football here on the Sports App. So Ed Ogeron has opened up his mind and his thoughts. He reflected on Brian Kelly getting fired and said he would be open to returning to LSU. We all want to know who LSU will hire to be their next head coach after firing Brian Kelly. It won't be Nebraska's Matt Rhule. He signs a 2-year extension through 2032. And we've got a bunch of big games this weekend, including Vanderbilt against Texas, Diego Pavia against Arch Manning. We will preview all the best college games on University Drive. We'll bring on Frank Maloney to talk about the top 25 team here locally, the Virginia Cavaliers, the Cardiac Cavs, winners of 3 different games this season in overtime, 3 in a row in ACC play. And then we'll get to the Washington Commanders. The latest with the injury report, Jaden Daniels once again practiced in full as he is set to make his return for Sunday night football. I'll give you the keys to victory and pathway to success at 2:30. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AY, live and local, here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Nat 105.1 FM, new rule on 910 The Fan. On Fridays, we roll. We broadcast live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Your home for the best entertainment and parties here on Fridays and Saturdays. I know they're getting prepared for an awesome Halloween party tonight. It's spooky season, and today is the day, all right? Today's the day that you dress up. You don't dress up before today in the office. I hated that we had our Odyssey party on the 29th. I get it. Not everyone was in the building. Michael dressed up. He looked great. But today is the day. I'm looking forward to the Halloween festivities tonight here in Richmond. Joining us right now for a little crosstalk, it is Michael Phillips. What's up, MP?
You're not wrong. I just like to affirm your correctness. You're not wrong. We should not have had the Halloween party on Wednesday. It wasn't my decision. Today is the day. I'm very excited.
All right, Michael, on your show yesterday, I smelled something. I mean, something in that room was stinky. I smelled another breakfast bet because you went on air and talked all at length about how you are picking the Indianapolis Colts against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love this matchup for Pittsburgh. I think this is a chance here for that defense to make a statement and get big stops on Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor. So are you willing to give me Steelers plus 3.5, the current line?
I will give you 3. I will not give you the hook.
What is this BS? What are you talking about here, Michael? This is how the odds makers work. It's set at 3.5. What? We're not tying here. When the Colts win by, when the Colts lose by a field goal, I'm not going to face a tie.
I think that's fair. I mean, you know, in a tie, we can buy for our producers.
No, I'm not in on that. I'm not in on that. Can you give me 3.1?
Next, you'll ask for 3.2. When will this insanity stop, Adam? I don't believe it. All right. Here's the deal. All right. Three is the number. If it's 3, I will buy you and Stubb a sandwich. How about that?
Deal.
On the line.
Locked in.
All
locked
right.
in. Let's go Steelers.
There
now,
you go.
Here's the thing. Does Stubb even want to be in on this bet? Because he is very anti-Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, I would take the Colts here. Plus a lot of points, honestly.
No. To be clear, Stubb does not owe me a sandwich when the Colts win. You owe me a sandwich when the Colts win. Stubb gets a sandwich in the exact event that the Colts win by exactly 3 points.
I know what I'm rooting for.
All right, so a Colts 3-point win is a Stubb sandwich. Anything past that, if the Colts win by 4 through a billion, Adam is buying Michael a sandwich. And in the event that the Steelers should somehow win or lose by 2 or fewer, you will receive a sandwich.
I love it. Michael, what are you expecting from Terry McLaurin the rest of this season? Because we agree, and we haven't been agreeing recently. We agree on Jaden Daniels. He plays, if he's healthy, no matter the record, no matter the situation, the reps are important. With Terry, I would shut him down if the team is out of playoff contention.
Do you? Let me just ask you this in the interest of being provocative and making good radio. If he gets healthy, say he gets healthy over the weekend, do you trade him before the trade deadline? You're so out on him. Do you trade him if you get an offer?
No, because I'm not fully giving up on this season. Not yet. Not yet. I mean, I want to so badly, but I have to give myself a reason to watch every Sunday. You know,
if they lose Sunday and on Monday Terry feels good and he can be out there running around, and somebody picks up the phone and says, "We'll give you a third rounder for Terry." Do you want the third rounder?
No. I want Terry to play, and I want him to play out this contract, and I want him to have 10 plus touchdowns, and I want everybody to love him again. I don't like that every single Commanders fan is turning on Terry. I like that I was correct.
You're turning on Terry.
I like that I was
you're
correct.
Turning on Terry.
Yeah, I turned on him first, Michael. I was the first person to turn on Terry McLaurin because you know what? Cortland Sutton took a team friendly contract.
I'm Adam Epstein. I'm mad that everybody's out on Terry. Oh, are you out on Terry? Yeah, of course I'm out on Terry. Nobody's been more out on Terry. Get out of town. I'm in on Terry. I am the last man still in on Terry, and I remain in on Terry, Adam.
Right, but you're alone in that. Right, that's what I'm saying here, is that every week that he misses, more and more people.
So why aren't you trading him?
Because I just don't think you're going to get that much in return. He's damaged goods right now.
You would get a third rounder for Terry. That's what you would get right now.
Yeah, no thanks. You give me another Luke McCaffrey? No thanks. That's not going to do anything for me. Will Deebo Samuel play for the Commanders next season, Michael?
No. Deebo won't play here next year. But Deebo's got a lot to play for down the stretch here because, man, you know, the lingering injuries are not impacting this year's team in a major way. Like, I don't think anybody's saying because Deebo missed that game with a heel injury, you know, the Commanders lost. That was part of the risk. But he wants big money this offseason, and, you know, like Terry, this may be his last bite at the apple. I think he's got a lot on the line proven. He could stay healthy, play a lot of games, be an impact player. So I think he's got a lot riding on this. I would not trade Deebo because I think having that kind of weapon will make it easier for Jaden to show the growth he needs to show, to make the progressions he needs to make. You know, those kinds of weapons, spreading the field, doing the lateral stuff he does, the screen pass game that he does, those things are going to make it easier for Jaden to get out of his sophomore slump. So I really like having Deebo around, but he's not here next year.
So, Michael, we both said on the microphone, last year will be the worst collection of talent Jaden plays with. I'll admit I was wrong because I'm not excited to see Jaden go out there with Robbie Chosen, Chris Moore, Luke McCaffrey, and a kind of injured Deebo. Is this the worst collection of talent? Is this worse than last year?
Oh, like among guys who are healthy or total? Because total is clearly better. Like, I understand that the offensive line...
I'm talking about the guys they're going to play against the Seahawks, Michael. Don't give me this fairy tale world where Terry isn't injured.
Well, but last year there were injuries, and they had to work through those injuries, and we had really bad receivers at times last year, too. See, you can't compare the ideal roster from last year. Like, I'm going to the offensive line here. The offensive line is underachieved, Adam. But the five guys who line up on the offensive line on Sunday are better than the five guys who lined up on the offensive line in week 11, week 10, whatever.
Yeah, but those guys aren't the talent, Michael. We're talking about the wide receivers and the tight ends. And unfortunately, this team has taken a step back because Oz and Diami were big parts of last season. So is Noah Brown, but obviously he's hurt.
Yeah. I think the Noah Brown injury may be stinging more than people realize. We talked about Austin Eckler yesterday, but that's another one where, you know, those were guys who really carried a lot of load last year. And I think part of our offseason excitement was, hey, Noah Brown's not going to need to, you know, catch four or five passes a game because all these other guys are coming in. And now here we are on the radio saying, wow, I wish Noah Brown were here to get four to five catches a game. It definitely feels like we're moving the wrong direction.
Right. I mean, this team could use another 1,000-yard receiver. That's absolutely true. But Noah Brown was 500 yards. Eckler was 500 yards. Like, that's your 1,000 yards right there.
Yeah. Oh, man, if you offered me a 500-yard receiver right now, I would do a cartwheel. Like, they need that bad. They're just a lack of weapons here, and certainly injuries are a factor. But as you note, you know, they made the decision to let Zacchaeus go. They made the decision to let, you know, to stick with Brown despite two major injury red flags this offseason. And it does appear they're paying for that right now.
So, you know, I'm going to pick my boys to get a victory. It's at home. I don't think Sam Darnold's as good as people are hyping him up. I still remember what he looked like with the Jets and the Panthers. What would a Washington win look like?
Yeah, a Washington win looks like Jaden coming back and being Superman, right? How many of Washington's wins last year were just Jaden being Jaden? You know, that guy needs to come back, because when that guy comes back, these guys can win any football game they play in, regardless of the roster, regardless of any other discussion we have. If number five is Superman, life's good in D.C. We haven't seen him be Superman very much this year, if at all. It's certainly not for a whole game. This is a wonderful opportunity for that to happen. I'll add, though, that your Sam Darnold talk is a lot like your Pittsburgh Steelers talk, right? Steelers are a name brand. They got Aaron Rodgers. Surely the Colts aren't that good. Surely this is the week they'll be exposed. Surely Sam Darnold isn't that good. Surely this is the week the Steelers will be exposed. Like, I'm 8 weeks into the NFL season, Adam. You're still doing preseason bits. I have updated my file based on what I've seen.
Well, let's just see what happens with the Indianapolis Colts, because history will tell us that Daniel Jones will regress back down to the mean, and eventually Jonathan Taylor will deal with a injury. I asked you, can they win without Jaden being Superman? Can they win with Jaden Daniels throwing for 200 yards and running for 35 and a combination of things?
My gut says that would require multiple takeaways by the defense. And, you know, last week notwithstanding, I'm just not sure I've seen a capability of them being able to do that. Like, I would love for this to be the week. We saw hints of it in Kansas City first half, right? That was a really good half of play. They were faster flying to the ball. If they can build on that, if the defense can find a way to win a game, I'm going to be ecstatic doing radio with you on Monday. But it's very hard for me to predict that given what we've seen so far. I think it all rides on number five.
Michael, you did a whole segment about Terry McLaurin missing training camp. Who's the one doing preseason radio? Come on, man.
Well played, sir. Well played. Colts by three. Make Stubb happy and us salty.
Yeah. I want Julio's bagels. That's what I want. That's Michael Phillips. MP on the mic can be heard from Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Happy Halloween. We've taken the show on the road. New rule on Fridays, we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. They open at 3 p.m. today, and you can come on down, grab a beer, get some pizza. The wings are banging. You could bowl. There's going to be a live performance by a band coming up tonight, tomorrow as well. My favorite place for entertainment on Fridays and Saturday nights. Come on down to River City Roll. Tell them AWOD sent you. We head out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline on a Football Friday. We're joined by Mark Schofield. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, Adam? Happy Halloween, my friend.
Absolutely. Stubb, let's get some football theme music to fire me up here as we've got Mark Schofield with us. Let's start with that Thursday night game. I mean, it just seems like the Ravens' season has completely changed, and I'm hoping that can happen to Washington. What are your thoughts on the way the Ravens changed their season the last few weeks?
Yeah, it does seem like they've sort of flipped the narrative here. I thought it was fascinating during that game. Amazon put up the odds to win that division, and they were still listed at 51%. And that was before they even won. I mean, that, you know, there were some jaw-dropping moments in that, you know, when that showed up on the screen. People in the room I was watching that game with were kind of surprised to see that. But I think it sort of tracks with how they've turned things around. Getting Lamar back is huge. Getting that win last week, too, without Lamar, I think was big for them. Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, both sort of came to life last night in that victory over Miami. And they've still got two games this season remaining with Pittsburgh. I mean, that's an opportunity to right there to take those two games and, you know, chase down the team that's ahead of you in the standings. And it's eerily similar. If you remember last year, Pittsburgh had a chance to seal up that division late November with a win over Baltimore. They didn't get it done. They end up coughing up that division. Baltimore stumbled out of the gate. Now they're back to 3-5. They put themselves on a trajectory to get that division back in their hands. And I think it's sort of, it does seem like that's the way this is going to go with how they're playing these past 2 weeks.
Mark Schofield with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Let's get to our Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat, the coach's hot seat that we update every week, Mark. And we had McDaniel in there. We had Raheem Morris and Pete Carroll. Is there a coach you would remove from the hot seat and a coach that you would add to the hot seat?
You know, I think given what's happened in the past couple of hours, I think you take Mike McDaniel off that hot seat with the decision by Stephen Ross to part ways, mutually part ways, the lovely language there, with general manager Chris Greer, while also saying that Mike McDaniel will be the head coach for the rest of the season. I think that's a window into their thinking in Miami, that perhaps they're going to pin this on Greer. They're going to pin this on the decisions he's made. They might even pin this on Tua, and they might give Mike McDaniel another opportunity to turn this thing around. So I think we almost take him off the hot seat, given that news. And then I look out to Arizona, and you know that's a team in the Cardinals that have been, in my mind, pretty disappointing this year. It's always hard to get a sense of where they're going to be, how they're going to be. You know, is Kyler Murray going to take the next step or not? He hasn't taken that next step. That is a team that seems to need to figure things out. And Jonathan Gannon has not had an easy year. He had that moment on the sidelines with the running back in the Titans game when he fumbled short of the goal line, a touchdown run that could have put that game away. Instead, they lose that game in almost ridiculous fashion to the Titans. So given today's news, I think you take McDaniel off. I think he's got some time here, perhaps, and you might slide Jonathan Gannon onto that list.
4:25, CBS on Sunday, Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills. This time they meet. Who needs this one more?
I almost think Buffalo needs this more for a couple of different reasons, Adam. I mean, with the way the Chiefs have played in recent weeks, there's this feeling around the league that, oh, here they come again. Chiefs are inevitable. They've sort of figured it out. You know, you look at the rest of that division right now. Broncos have had some good wins. Chargers a bit up and down. It still seems like, okay, but the way they've sorted things out of these past couple of weeks, the way that offense seems to be clicking now with Rice back in the lineup, that the Chiefs are going to be very good going forward. Then you look at Buffalo, and, you know, yes, they're sitting there at 5-2. You know, that's not a bad record at all, but they're looking up at New England, and New England could have a two-game lead in the win column before that game kicks off. New England's playing Atlanta. And then there's the fact that if you lose this game to the Chiefs, you know, you're basically three games down because you've already lost to New England. And the next time you play them, the last time you see them this season, that's at Gillette Stadium. So I think Buffalo needs this game more. Both teams obviously need this game with where they are in their respective divisions. But given their respective standings in their divisions, I think Buffalo needs this one more.
All right, so week 9 already underway with Baltimore's win over Miami. Feels like a good halfway point of the NFL season, given there are 18 weeks, 17 games. Want to do a few midway point questions with you here. I'll start with, who's your coach of the year right now? Is it Mike Vrabel?
Vrabel's a good vote, but I do think you have to look at what Shane Steichen's done in Indianapolis. I mean, that's a team that not too many people, I think, had winning that division. I don't think anybody had them at the midway point having the best record in all of football. You know, when he made the decision to tap Daniel Jones as the starting quarterback, a lot of people looked at that as, oh, they might be just be punting on the season at this point, and they'll reset with the quarterback decision next year via the draft or free agency. They're 7-1. They've got the best record in football. I think if the voting were to be done today, Vrabel would certainly get a lot of votes. I mean, that win over Buffalo does stand out with how well Drake May has played this year, putting himself perhaps into the MVP mix and through this first half of the season. Vrabel will get some votes. But I think Shane Steichen has done such a good job at Indianapolis.
I'm disappointed you said that, and I've got to bring up our big bet that's going on at the office. We've got a breakfast sandwich bet going on between the Colts and Steelers, me and Michael Phillips going back and forth on this one. I'm all in on Pittsburgh to bounce back at home and get this win. I've got Pittsburgh +3. What do you think about this matchup?
It's a very fascinating matchup for both teams, and when you look at Indianapolis, one of the criticisms you might have of that case I just made for their head coach being coach of the year is that they haven't really played anybody. Yeah, they beat Denver, but quirky end into that game, but they had a field goal that was missed that came off because of a penalty, so they're allowed to take another crack at that. You might look at this as, okay, if Indianapolis is for real, they have to win this game, right? And you look at Pittsburgh, they do need that bounce back performance. I think this is a pair of evenly matched teams. I expect to see a lot of the run game in this. I do like Indianapolis in this one. I think they are the better football team right now. I love what Jonathan Taylor is doing. But, you know, you said you picked Pittsburgh. I understand going that way. I just think right now with where these two teams are, I favor Indianapolis.
Oh, my gosh. Mark, you want to get on this breakfast sandwich bet here? I just think the Colts stats are bloated. Are they really number one in points, number six in passing, number seven in rushing yards, and a top five defense? I just don't believe it.
Yeah, and that's like I just outlined. Like the argument there is they haven't played anybody, right? They haven't played anybody. Yeah. All of that stuff is bloated. But I look at what they've done. I look at how well they're running the football right now. I think they're the better football team. So, yeah, I'm absolutely in on this bet. Count me in.
All right, we'll have to ship you a sandwich if I lose. Who's your rookie of the year right now?
Ooh, that's a – I still think Ibuka has done fantastic work. I mean, he was such an easy evaluation as a wide receiver coming out of Ohio State. So smooth, so crisp, getting in and out of breaks. He's been big for that passing game. So he's my vote for rookie of the year. I mean, Carson Swearinger for the Browns has been fantastic. So I think he's going to get some votes. But I like Ibuka. He's been fantastic.
So the Ravens were 1-5, and they got Lamar back. Washington is sitting in a similar position right now at 3-5, and they get Jaden Daniels back. Have you written off this season for Washington, or can they turn it around?
They could absolutely turn it around. It's going to be, I think, a bit tougher because of the schedule, especially these next couple of weeks, right? You get Seattle, you get Detroit. Now, yes, both of those games are at home. That's going to help, particularly Seattle, West Coast team coming east. They've tended to struggle those teams in those situations. But those 2 weeks, I think, are going to tell this story. You split those games, you can make a run. You win both of those games, you can absolutely make a run. I mean, if you beat Seattle and hang with Detroit, I think that's a good pair of results. But if you lose these two games, then you're looking at a mountain to climb to get back into the mix. And so I think these two weeks tell the story. Can they do it? Absolutely. But like we talked about last week, you're going to need something from the defense. You're going to need something on that side of the ball. I'm not talking pitching shutouts, but hold a team to 17. Hold a team to 21. You might get a chance to win these games.
Yeah, I just think the turnovers finally happened, but the next thing is shutting down a team in the red zone. The Chiefs scored easily. The Cowboys have scored easily. You got to stop a team to field goals to give your offense a chance. Mark, thanks so much for the time. I'm going to give you one more opportunity here because I do love a juicy bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and you can have one of those too. All you have to do is take Pittsburgh plus three.
No. I'm sticking with Indianapolis. If I have to give up a sandwich, that's fine.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com.
plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We will talk UVA athletics with Frank Maloney at 2 p.m. The Cardiac Cavs have had an incredible football season. It is honestly one of my favorite stories in the sports world right now. Nobody predicted Virginia to be number 15 in the country, undefeated in the ACC and 7-1 overall, their only loss coming a four-point defeat at NC State, a game that they absolutely had. And they will travel across the country to take on Cal tomorrow at 3:45, and every game is important for UVA to keep their college football playoff hopes alive. They are tied for top of the ACC with Georgia Tech. Both teams have yet to lose a game, but Pittsburgh, Louisville, SMU, and Duke are right behind them. And you've got to say Miami is still in the mix as well. So we'll talk a little college football on the show today at 2 p.m. At 1:45, I'll give out the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week, guaranteeing this will be worth your viewing. And spoiler alert, Bills Chiefs is at the top of the list. Listen in at 1:45 to get the AWOD Radio Certified Game of the Week. And at 1:30, we're going to give away tickets to VCU Basketball's home opener against Wagner. Make sure you're listening to 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos while I'm here at River City Roll. And I've got a Halloween party tonight. I've got my costume ready. I've got my beers ready. I'm looking forward to it. And we even have a chili cookout in our neighborhood before that. So I'm so excited for tonight and the Halloween festivities. Stubb, do you now have a costume?
I think I have an idea. I'm not sold on it.
Okay.
I ran it by MP and Megan, and they said it was funny.
Okay.
I have a big yellow rain jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to do that in an umbrella and carry around some salt and be the Morton Salt logo.
The Morton Salt
logo. The Morton Salt logo.
Yeah, I mean, is that like, I mean, am I supposed to know that logo? Am I supposed to memorize
that logo?
Really?
Yeah,
is that like the most popular salt?
I'd say so.
Mm. It's not the logo on my salt.
I carry around salt everywhere. I offer to pour it in people's Halloween candy. It's a good bit.
It's not bad. I just don't know how recognizable it is. You do have the long blonde hair just like this woman.
Exactly. I got the big yellow jacket. It's perfect.
Do you really have a big yellow jacket?
I do.
Like, there's another character that wears a big yellow jacket.
Coraline?
Isn't that, what?
Coraline.
Coraline? Who's Coraline?
From the movie Coraline?
No, that's not what I was thinking of. What about the monkey?
Curious George?
Curious George. What did his dad wear?
Oh, no, that's a yellow suit.
Okay.
That's the man in the yellow. The man in the yellow hat is his official name.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that wouldn't work as well.
I loved Curious George as a kid.
Did you?
Oh, I was such a big fan. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm still not over your sloppy Rocky from last year's stuff. Like, and how confident you were with that. I mean, I've never seen Rocky so out of shape and unathletic in my life.
Hey, you can't say that after I won the race.
No, yes, but Rocky, he ran up the steps, but he was not known for running. He was known for punching, and your biceps couldn't have looked smaller last year in the sloppy Rocky.
You know what? That might be accurate.
How do you even paint a picture of what you did? Was it just gray sweatpants and a gray sweatshirt?
Yeah, and then I forgot the headband at home, but I had a headband.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The headband was the key thing.
I know the headband was the key thing, and I did mess that one up. Yeah, that's tough.
Well, it's spooky season, and we've been talking all week long about what we think will be the most common or the most popular costume tonight. In terms of the most common, I think I'm going to see a few Taylor Swifts. I feel like Harley Quinn is still popular from what I've seen on social media. And then, of course, you know, girls love to do witches or cats. I think there'll be a few witches or cats at the party tonight. What do you think?
Yes, no, I fully agree. It is crazy that that 2016 Suicide Squad movie that sucks, that Harley Quinn costume, has existed throughout.
Maybe she reprised the role in 2019.
She did, but she didn't wear the same costume. It's still the original.
Oh, she didn't. Oh, okay.
No, it's different costumes in all of them. Because she was also in that Birds of Prey movie, which I think I'm the only one that saw that one.
No, I actually did watch it. It's pretty awful. And she's not even like the main character, which is crazy. I think it's because like the painting your face white and then changing like the pigtails look, it's easy to get done. You know, like if you actually focus on it, I think it's easy to get done. My favorite Halloween memory as a kid, and my sister has been hitting me up about it this week, is we went as M&Ms together. She's 3 years younger than me, and I was probably like 8 years old, and she was five, and I was the blue M&M, and she was the red M&M. And every year we would go trick-or-treating together until I was about 12 or 13. My parents made me go with her until I got to the age where I said, Mom, that's not happening anymore. All right, but we would go together, and then we would do these epic trades. We would take our pillowcases that were filled with candy, pour them out onto the floor, and then we would trade back and forth because my sister would love like chocolates, and I loved Starburst and Skittles and the fruity type things. But I remember the epic trades. Did you do that with your sibling?
Yes. So my older sister, we would do that too. She's 3 years older. I think it was usually she would look at mine and go, "I want that one. You can have this."
Yeah,
it's a lot more of that than.
See, that's the younger child's perspective. Yeah. I think my sister would probably agree. For me, it was like some NBA trade deadline epic trades where we were on the phone with the GM going back and forth arguing. Sometimes I had to give up three chocolates for one piece of Starburst, but we had some epic trades.
No, and then,
And then
I would hold on to the candy for a while. I would eat it over time. She would eat it all that night.
Yeah,
I would let it spread out. But she would walk into my room and get mad that I still had candy left and said I was taunting her with it and then take it because she said I was being mean by keeping candy in my room. I was like, I'm getting around to it.
Yeah, your sister sounds just like how I would treat my sister. I mean, the exact same thing. I would go into her room on like November 10th, and if she still had candy, that was now our candy because she waited too long. But I will never forget scaring all the kids in my neighborhood with my scream mask when I was probably like 12 or 13 years old. And it was one of those scream mask stuff that had a pump to make blood appear on my face. Dude, it was so good. Me and my buddy Matt would hide out in the bushes in Barrington, and people would walk around this neighborhood in a circle, and we would just pop out and scare you, and then run ahead to the next house, hide in the bush, pop out and scare more people. That was my favorite thing. And then in college, my buddy and I went as Banana Bros 3 years in a row. And it was kind of lame. All right, the banana. Have you ever seen these banana costumes that you just kind of throw on?
Yeah, I had
on?
A banana costume.
So we were the Banana Bros 3 years in a row, but every year we added something to the costume. So freshman year, we were just the Banana Bros. Sophomore year, we were the Banana Bros that had Mickey Mouse gloves. And I'm telling you, the Mickey Mouse gloves made the costume.
Okay.
People loved our giant Mickey Mouse gloves.
So then
the third year, we went as Banana Bros. We put on sunglasses and got like giant clown shoes to match with it. And so we were just taking it a step further every single year.
The gloves feel like the peanut butter jelly time banana.
That's kind of what a lot of people were saying to us. They were doing a peanut butter jelly. Yeah, doing that dance around us. But I'll tell you, it was fun to have a bro that was in the same costume as you. It worked because it wasn't Banana Bros. Not the best costume at all. It was just what was cheap for college kids at the time. But to have somebody that matched you, it worked out well. And then we also wore those costumes to a VCU basketball game and sat like second row, and it worked perfectly because the banana's yellow, and of course we are the black and gold. So those are some of my favorite Halloween memories. Do you have one that sticks out from your time at Virginia Tech or growing up in this area?
Ooh, okay. I got to think because unfortunately COVID made it tough 1 year and the second year. So two of the 4 years, it was kind of hard to like go out and do a lot of things. Freshman year Halloween, I think that was the most drunk I've ever gotten in my life. That was the only time I've ever been like stumble, can't really walk drunk.
Well, I'm glad you started your freshman year at age 21. Just so everybody knows.
Oh, obviously.
Stubb was 21.
I was 21. Yeah, I took a couple gaps.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll get to the Commander's injury report coming up next on the Richmond Commander.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.